Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Dalud. We are up to the middle of Sif Hei. We're on the top line of page Chavav, which is the page following page 50. In the beginning of Sif Hei, we said, Ein osnem samach l'chashecha pas l'tanur, the first point the Mechaber told us in the beginning of Sif Hei on page 50 towards the bottom was that you can't put very close to Shabbos bread in the oven unless it will get to the point of crusting over the outside that's attached to the tanur before Shabbos starts. If it's already baked to that point, then it's mutter. Otherwise, it is aser. So we pick up now in the Mechaber on page Chavav, the top line. V'imnosan osam samach l'chashecha v'lo karmu paneim. If one placed the bread on the wall of the oven close to Shabbos and it wasn't at the point of having the outside crusted over, he didn't do the right thing. So in the Nazir, if he did it on purpose, he put the bread in too close to Shabbos, Osir ad motzoi Shabbos b'chdei she'yosu. That bread is going to be Osir until motzoi Shabbos b'chdei she'yosu, the time that it would take to bake the bread after Shabbos. The im b'shogig, and if he put the bread too close to Shabbos by accident, im ein lo mayochal, if he has nothing to eat, mutter lo lirdos mimenu mazon shalosh se'udos. Then he's allowed to do a rediyah. Rediyah is the lashon that is used to describe the taking of the bread off of the walls of the oven. We said that the bread in the olden days was on the walls of the oven or on the floor of the oven, so they did a rediyah, so we would allow him to do a rediyah just to get 3 sudas worth. And he can also say to others who have nothing to eat, they can also come and take off for themselves 3 sudas worth of bread. And when he is removing the bread from the walls of the oven, he should not use the regular tool, the shovel that is used to take the bread off the floor or the walls of the oven. Elo b'sakin v'kayotzebo. Rather, he should use a shinui. He should use a knife or something similar. Shelo yase kederach sh'osa b'chol. He shouldn't do it the normal way he does it during the week. In the parentheses, it describes what marde is. Pirish barachas uvemizre targum marde palo belaz. This is the instrument that is used to remove the bread from the oven. Continues the mechaber v'miyevshar lirdos b'shinui. If it's not possible for him to do this rediyah, the removal of the bread with a shinui, so yirde b'marde, then he can use the regular shovel to remove the bread from the walls of the oven. V'nisanu b'chdei sheyikrumu paneha. But if he did it in the proper way, he put the bread early enough that it should be crusted over before Shabbos starts, kevan de lo avad isura, since he did not do an iser, v'tzarech Shabbosu, and it is in need of the Shabbos, rode kedarko, then he's allowed to remove the bread in the normal way. V'shalola tzarech hayom, however, if the bread is not needed for Shabbos, asur afilu b'shinui, then he can't remove it even with a shinui. The Rambam says, v'cholza betanur she'eno tua petit, this whole discussion, going back on the whole sif, as we'll see, is talking about an oven that is not sealed over with clay. It's not a sealed oven. Aval imhu tuach betit, but if it is sealed over with clay or some kind of sealant that covers it properly, o she'eino ofel l'tzarech Shabbos, or he's not baking the bread for Shabbos itself, rak l'motzei Shabbos, he plans on only eating the bread after Shabbos, the yesh lo zman lefoso, where there's plenty of time for it to break without him stoking the coals, mutter, then the bread will be mutter, because there's no rock makom over there to say that he might stoke the coals, because in the case where it's sealed over, he's not going to stoke the coals. In the case where he wants it for Motzei Shabbos, he has no reason to stoke the coals. So says the Rambam, in those cases it is mutter. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah on page Chavav. We are up to Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. So we said a person is only supposed to put the bread on the walls of the oven with enough time that it could be Yikirmu Paneh before Shabbos. And if he put it on too late and it didn't have time to crust over, so he said, if it was done b'mezid, it's aser ad motzoi Shabbos v'chdei she'yosu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in b'mezid aser, lirdos. If it was put on b'mezid, it is aser to be taken down. Afilu ayidei shinui, even with a shinui. V'afilu im ein lo mayochal, and even if he has nothing to eat. V'afilu im eino yehudi ridohu shalom midaito, and even if a guy took the bread off the walls of the oven without the knowledge of the Jew, Osir lo lechol, it is still osir for the Jew to eat it. The Jew did it, amaze it, and therefore the bread is off limits. Sifkatan lamed beis bichdei sheyi asu, hainu ha'achila. The Radia doesn't have to be waiting after Shabbos b'chdeishi asu. You can take it off right after Shabbos. You just can't eat it until the point of k'deishi asu. Aval haradia menatanur pasha d'mutur take it from once Shabbos. But the removal of the bread from the oven, it's pasha. You can do it after Shabbos. That which the mechaber says you have to wait b'chdeishi asu is not going on the radia, the removal of the bread. Rather, it's going on the achila, the eating of the bread. Sivkatan lamid gimel goes on the next point of the mechaber, which was v'im b'shogig. If you left it there too close to Shabbos by accident, so then we said if you had nothing to eat, you are allowed to do the radia for 3 sudas worth of bread. You could tell others to join you as well, and you have to use a shinui in the radia. Says the Mishabura, v'hadu lo kansinan gam b'shogig, and that which we don't place this knas on the person who did it b'shogig as well, k'mo shekasa b'sivches, like we'll see soon in Sivches, the lo mechal kinan sham b'shogig l'mezid. In that case, as we'll see shortly, we do not differentiate between whether the thing that was done wrong was done b'shogig or b'mezid. So why here are we mechalik that b'shogig gets more lenient? Says the Mishabura, de kevan de ein lo pas acher lechol, since he has no other bread to eat, the Efsher Lakayim mitzvah shalosh seudos below pass, and he's not able to Lakayim the mitzvah of 3 sudas on Shabbos out the bread, shari, it's permissible. Aval tafshil, but when it comes to a dish, which we're going to discuss later in Sivches, ein chiyov kol kach lecho b'Shabbos, is not such a chiyov to eat a tafshil on Shabbos, and therefore, we are more machmir over there, and we don't differentiate between shogig and mezid. Ve'ein achinami, and it's true. Din ein lo davar acher leechol klal, if he poshet has nothing else to eat except for the tashel, ki im osu atavshel belvad shehisha b'shogig, if all he has to eat for Shabbos is a tavshel that he did shehiya on b'shogig, so of course, mutter lo leechlo, in that case, it will also be mutter for him to eat it. Sha'osr lesanos b'shabbos, because it's osr to fast on Shabbos, k'mo shekosav simen reish peches. Ulafiza, according to this, the chola heter hu mipnei she'ein lo pas acher lecho, like we're saying over here, the whole heter is because he has no other bread to eat. Afilu betanurim shalonu, even when it comes to our ovens, shemavur lekamon b'sevzayin, like we'll see later in sevzayin, she'ein behem mishum radia, there is no radia in our ovens. We don't stick the bread against the walls of the oven. So gam kein osur lehistapik minapas yosem mishalosh seudos. So if an isur was done, a bread was put in too close to Shabbos, even though it doesn't involve a radia, it would be osur to take from that bread more than 3 sudos as well, because it was done improperly on Shabbos. Sivkatan lamedalad mazon shalosh seudos. In the pas echad shahotzi yeshbo kidei shalosh seudos, if one loaf of bread that he took out has enough in it for 3 seudos, shuv aser lirdos, he's no longer allowed to do the radia to other bread. Af agav de'en lo l'chol seuda kikor sholem v'lecha mishnah, even though he's not going to have for the other seudos a full loaf or lecha mishnah, l'maisa, once he has enough bread for all the seudos, he can't do any more radia. Now in note number 22, they bring down an interesting point that the imbol lirdos as a pas bebokro shayom haShabbos, if the person comes to do the radia of the bread in the morning of Shabbos, o b'shas haMincha, in the time of Mincha, the Shulchan Aruch says later on, legabe saving from a fire on Shabbos, sha'af al pi shabalayla mutter lahatzil mazon shalosh sudos, you know, if the fire is Friday night, before your night suda, you can save 3 sudas worth of food, b'shachris lo hutter lahatzil ala mazon shtei sudos. In the morning, when you had your Friday night suda already, you can only save 2 sudas worth of food. And then mincha time, if it's towards the end of Shabbos and all you have is shalosh sudos, you can only save 1 suda worth of food. So Lechore is pointing out the same thing should be over here. When we say you could do the radia on 3 sudas worth of bread, that's only if you haven't eaten any suda. But again, if you add 1 suda, you can only do a radia on 2 sudas worth. And if it's mincha time where you had 2 sudas already, you would only be able to do Lechore a radia for 1 suda. Sivkatan lamed hei. So we said you can take off 3 sudas worth, tell others to come and do a radia for themselves of 3 sudas worth as well. But we said you should only use a knife, you shouldn't do the regular way you do it during the week. Then the Mechaber said, if you can't do a shinui, then you could do the radia with the marda. Says the Mishabur Lamed Hei, the radia sapas lohave shvus gomer. Because this isser of doing radia sapas is not a real complete shvus. It's not really an isser de rabbanon. Elo mishum uvde dechol aser. Chazal only asered it because it's a weekday activity. It's a normal way to do it during the week. They didn't want you to do it. Ulakach, and therefore, hecha di efshar l'shanos. Therefore, if a shinui is not shayach, v'tzorach Shabbos, when it's in need of Shabbos to have this bread, hitiru rule, they did allow you to do it with a marda, because it's not really a shvus gomer, it's only because of uvda d'chol. Sivkatan lamed vav is going on the next point of the mechaber. The mechaber said, if you placed it on b'chdei sheyikrimu paneh, you put it on early enough that it should have crossed it over before Shabbos, since you did not do an iser, it's a need of Shabbos, we said you could be roda kedarko. But zaktan b'shabura sivkatan lamed vav u'b'sefer el yirabah kosav d'yesh l'hachmir. The yirabah says, one should be machmir ka'poskim desviru, like the poskim that hold. Tafilu nesana beheter, that even if you place the bread there beheter early enough on Erev Shabbos, still tzarech lios haridia dafka b'shinui, still the redia has to be done with a shinui, because these poskim hold that the redia is not only because of Uvda D'chol, it actually is a regular shvus, and therefore even if you didn't do an avera, still you would have to use a shinui. So it's a machlokas if the redia sapas is just a iser because of Uvda D'chol, or if it's actually a regular shvus. A nafkamina would be, again, if you placed it on early enough on Erev Shabbos, you didn't do anything wrong, would you have to use a shinui or not? So the rabbi says it's a regular iser, and therefore you would have to use a shinui even though you did nothing wrong, and therefore that is the sheet of Eli Rabba. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Lamed Zayin. This is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said that this whole discussion is a tanur that's not too apetit. But if it was too apetit, so then there would be no gzera of Shem Yechata, not only too apetit, or if you put it in for Motzei Shabbos. So says the Mishabura Lamed Zayin, Avalim Hu Tuach, Atchilas Hasif Koy de Mutter Litein. This is going on the beginning of the Sif, where it's Mutter to place it early enough. De Lo Gazrin and Shem Yistar Atit V'Yechata. If you're putting it into an oven that is sealed, so there is no gzera, then maybe it'll break the seal in order to stoke the coals. V'ayim B'Sif Zayin Heach Yisnag B'inyin Haridia. Look in Sif Zayin, we'll discuss how you should be Noag Lagabi, the removal of the bread. Sivkatan lamed ches lefoso. So you are allowed to, we said if you put the bread in for the purposes of Motzei Shabbos, where it has man to bake already on its own for Motzei Shabbos, and we're not worried you're going to stoke the coal, so then that's permissible. Says the Mishabura, da'afilu belochitui yiyanefahetev. Even without your stoking the coals, it will be baked properly by the time Motzei Shabbos comes, which is when you want it. Va'ayim Magen Avram shekosa de'betanurim shalonu. Says the Magen Avram, when it comes to our ovens, kevan de'kaimel le'kamebis of Zion, since we're going to see later on, we pass in this of Zion, du'mutter lirdos mehem b'shabbos, that you are allowed to remove the bread from our ovens on Shabbos, v'lechol, and to eat it. Afilu yesh lo hagimel sudas al Shabbos, even if you have, besides it, the three sudas of Shabbos, chayshinan sheme yimolech lecho me'apash shebetanur b'Shabbos v'yechata b'gecholam kadei sheyizbashel mehera. So says the Magen Avram, when it comes to our ovens, since we hold later on that you are allowed to do the redia on Shabbos and eat it, even if you have plenty of food, so then there's a concern that you might change your mind. You planned originally to have Motzei Shabbos, you might change your mind to have it on Shabbos, and therefore you might come to stoke the coals, Kadesh is Bashal Mehera. Since there's no problem of Radia, there's nothing really holding you back, and therefore he's more machmir in the case of our ovens. If you look in the Shara Tzion and Oslam Advav, he points out, V'kihechi d'chashin and l'inya tavshil l'chachila, the same way we're concerned, l'chachil, when it comes to a cooked dish, shalolitno samuch l'chashecha, that you shouldn't put it close to Shabbos, al smach shiochlenu b'motzei Shabbos, that we don't allow you to put it close to Shabbos just because you plan on having a Motzei Shabbos, because we're worried you might change your mind to have it on Shabbos, and then you will come to stoke the coals. Like we'll see later in Simon Reish, Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph in the Ramah. So, Chinami Linya Pas, here also the same idea Lagabe Pas. If you don't have that gedder, that the Radiyah is Usser, because it's our ovens where the Radiyah is Mutter, so the only tzad to be lenient as you plan on having Motzei Shabbos, so the same way, but the regular dish that you plan on having Motzei Shabbos, it's not allowed because you might change your mind to use it Friday night and you'll stoke the coals to get it ready. So by the bread in our ovens, you have no safety, you have no gedder of the fact that requires a redia, which is not allowed. It's just taking it out of the oven, which is mutter. So then, even if you plan on doing a Motzei Shabbos, there would be a concern, Zakhna Magen Avram, that you'll come to do the chitui to have it ready for Friday night because you might come to change your mind. Says the Mechaber Vaitas Vav, V'im nisano b'Shabbos afilo b'mezid. If one placed the bread in the oven on Shabbos, even on purpose, so he did a terrible iser, it's going to come to be baking which is an Issa d'Araisa on Shabbos, mutr lo lirdos kodem she'yofa. You are allowed to remove the bread before it bakes, kedei shelo yovo lidei iser skila. So you shouldn't come to an iser skila. Afia on Shabbos is an iser skila, and therefore a person did the wrong thing, even if he did it b'mezid. But l'maisa, he's up against an iser skila, so if he then feels bad and he wants to remove it, he would be allowed to remove it to do this smaller iser of Rediyas HaPas, which is an iser d'Rabbanan, to prevent the iser d'Araisa. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Lamites, afilu b'mezid, even if he put the bread in the oven b'mezid, to have a mina, I might have thought to say, haliteu l'rosha v'yamus, he didn't have vera, so let him deal with it, let the rosha die. So kamash mulan the shari comes in the mechaber to tell us, no, it's mutter for him to remove it. V'kol shekein k'shehidik b'shogig the shari, certainly if he only put it in the oven by accident, so certainly in that case, we would allow him to remove it, kedei shelo yavo lidei iser chatas, so he should not come to a chiyuv chatas. Sivkotan nem lo. So here the Mishnah makes a diuk that says mutter lo lirdos. It's a mutter for him, the one who placed it in. He's allowed to take it out. Rotzalomar zokta mishabura sevkotan nem taafka hu baasmo mutter lirdos. Taafka, the person who placed it on the oven wall, is the one who is allowed to do the redia and to remove it. Aval achirim asurim lirdos b'shvilo. But other people would be usher to do this Issa d'Rabbanan of Rudia to help this guy out. Whether the original person put it on the walls on Mezid, or if he did it b'shogeg, afilu mi shehidbig asapas einenu b'po shiodiuhu. Even if the person who did the Avera, whether it was b'shogeg b'mezid, he's not around to inform him to take it off, and he's up against the possibility of an Issa skil or an Issa chatos, we still don't allow someone else to remove it. The ein omer melo l'odam, we don't say to a person, Asei chait kal, do a small chait, do the redia sapas, which is a small chait, kedei shelo yavo chavercha lidei iser chomer, to save your friend that he shouldn't come to an iser chomer, he possibly is facing an iser skila, we don't say you should do an iser d'rabbanan to save him from an iser skila. Kevan shechavero pasha b'mash yidvik, since lemaisa, he was negligent in his sticking the bread against the wall of the oven. The Shaar Tzion points out in Os Mem, that's the Magen Avraham b'shem HaTosos, the gam b'shogeg pasha, even though we're discussing over here whether he did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, even b'shogeg is considered a poshea, the havali lizar shaloyavo lazeh, you should have been careful that it shouldn't come to this. So whether he did it b'shogeg and he's facing a chatos, or he did it b'mezid and he's facing a skila, either way we don't tell the other person to do a small chet rabbanan to save him from the daraisa, and even if he's not around, you don't do it for him. V'afilu b'tanurim shalonu she'ein b'hem iser ridui, even our ovens where there is no iser in removing the bread, mitzadid b'al yirabah da'asar la'acher, the yirabah is a tzad to say that it's asar for someone else to remove it, mishum da'habotzeg muktzahu, because the dough itself is muktzah, ain't a royal tilt, you're not allowed to move it. So again, we're not going to tell this person to remove his bread, even though the redia is not usher by our ovens, but l'maisa, the dough is muksa, so we don't tell one person to do an isra of muksa to save his friend from an isra d'araisa. This is all discussing baking. But when it comes to cooking, poshut hu, it's obvious, the im echod shochach, if a person forgot, o avar, or he did it b'mezid, v'iniach kedera samach l'ha'esh, and he left a pot close to the fire, when he wasn't allowed to, tzarech gam acher l'salko, so someone else needs to remove it, kedei shol yavo chaveru l'di iser, so they should save their friend from doing an iser, the besilu ka kedera ain't kan iser klal. We only say it by bread, where the redia is usser, or maybe the bread, according to the last thing we said, might be mukta, so when you're facing an iser, that's when you shouldn't do it to save your friend. But if it's just a pot that is cooking and it's bishul, where there is no iser of any kind of redia, there's no iser of moving the pot, then you should remove it for your friend. Avada, you should save your friend from an iser. Just you shouldn't do a smaller iser, the same from a bigger iser. But if there's no iser for you, so then you would be allowed to remove it to save your friend, and you should do it. Umenela yesh kan mitzvah lafrushe meisura fakert. You have a mitzvah to save him from an iser. Now, note 31 discusses an interesting discussion. What if the food in the pot is not really cooked, and therefore the food could be mukta also? If there's raw food in the pot, that makes the whole pot mukta. So Enochanami in note 31, they do bring down on the next page from this in Karelis that Enochanami, if there's nothing in the pot that was cooked and it's fully mukta, so that taka would be usher, just like the removal of the dough that's mukta because it's not baked. Here also the dish is not cooked, but assuming, he says in that note, that some part of the food is already cooked, so then it would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kadam Mem Aleph Lirdos. We said it is mutter for the person who placed the bread in the oven, even the mezid, to remove it. Afilu b'marda, even using the regular shovel. Umikom akom, still, in efshar lasas b'shinui, if it's possible for him to do it with some kind of shinui, some kind of change from the regular way, kigon la'idei sakin u'chiagavna, for example, using a knife to remove the bread or something similar, yasa, avada, he should use a shinui if possible. Ach, kol zed afka, im lo yitzdarech lahashos a'idei zeb, but that's only if you can do it fast, it won't take him any time. Kedei shalo yavo, but how silly would it be if he's going to use a shinui and spend the time going after a knife, and during that time it's going to crust over, and that's going to lead him to the issa daraisa. So if you have another tool in front of you that will be a shinui, of course you should use it, but not kedai to wait for the shinui and risk the possibility of being over an issa daraisa. I would like to go back to one bir halacha on the top line of the bir halacha on page chavav. It's going back to what we discussed in Sif Hei. We said, V'omer la'achirim she'en lahem. We said that if you did the placement of the bread too close to Shabbos, so that if it was done b'shogeg, you're allowed to remove, if necessary, 3 meals worth of bread, and then you could tell your friends or others if they need the bread for their meals, they can also take off 3 sudas worth. Says the Be'alocha, nirid hu atzmo aser lirdos b'shvilam. It appears, says the Chafetz Chaim, that this person himself, who's removing for himself, cannot remove the bread for his friends. They can come do it themselves. He can't do it for them. Afdehim tzrichim l'gimel sudos, even if they are in need of 3 sudos. D'chi omim lo la'adam chato k'dei shi'iska chavercha. What we're going to tell this person to do, a sin of redia sapas, to save his friend, to enable his friend to have the Suda Shabbos. So Ayin Shabbos Dav Dalad Amr Aleph, the Amru, where the Gemara says over there, Af the Amru Ze Af Lu'inyan Lahatzilas Chaveiro Me Isser Melacha Daraisa Kavachomer Bazet. So if we're going to say, like we saw in the next sip, that's why I waited with this Bir Halacha, if we're going to say to save your friend from an Isser Daraisa, you're not allowed to do an Isser Darabanan, so certainly to supply your friend with Suda Shabbos, which is a much smaller thing, certainly we're not going to tell you to do an Issa Derabanan. So therefore, it's very meduyuk that the person can say to his friends or to others, if you need food for Shabbos, come take 3 sudas worth, but I can't do it for you, because the same way I can't save you from an Issa Daraisa to do Rediya Sapas, I certainly can't supply you with bread for your Suda Shabbos by doing an Issa of Rediya Sapas. We will stop here, and Amir Tzishem will continue next time with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.